Have you ever known someone who talks about other people as if you know who they are, even though the speaker knows perfectly well that you couldn't possibly know who he's talking about? Like, I'm going to New York because I finally got a meeting with Joe Blow, when you have no idea who Joe Blow is? It's annoying, right? Rude, even. You're sitting there thinking, wait, am I supposed to know who Joe Blow is? Do I? Should I speak up or just smile and nod like I'm into the story, even though the teller of the story has now totally lost me? Well, this experience gives you a glimpse into how unclear antecedents affect your readers. Unclear antecedent is really just a term for a breakdown in the art of making yourself clear. An antecedent is defined as the word, phrase, or clause to which a pronoun refers. So in I talked to Kate and she said hello, the pronoun she refers back to what? Kate, right? So Kate is the antecedent of the pronoun she in the sentence. That's how pronouns and antecedents are supposed to work. But in longer sentences, pronouns can make mischief because it's not always clear which of the nouns in the sentence is the antecedent. Brad crashed his car into the donut shop and totally destroyed it. Whoever wrote this sentence assumed that the reader understood what the pronoun it referred to, and that was a mistake. In this sentence, Brad crashed his car into the donut shop and totally destroyed it. What exactly got totally destroyed? Was it the car or the donut shop? We don't know for sure because the pronoun it does not have a clear antecedent. It could refer to the car, meaning the car was totally destroyed, or it could refer to the donut shop, meaning the donut shop was totally destroyed. Without more information, you just can't know for sure. And that sure is annoying to readers. Luckily, there's no secret to avoiding unclear antecedents. All you have to do is proceed with caution, or at least always reread your writing with a careful eye. Zoom in on every he, she, it, him, her, who, whom, that, or any other pronoun, and ask, is there just one noun to which this pronoun could refer? If the answer's no, just rewrite the sentence in any way that makes it clearer. Brad crashed his car into the donut shop. The brand new Corvette was totaled. Brad crashed his car into the donut shop. The roof collapsed and the city red-tagged the whole building for demolition. Avoiding unclear antecedents and making sure you don't alienate your readers with them is really just that easy.